Next week on the Music of America podcast, we'll be in my home away from home state, the Green Mountain State of Vermont. Bob Tier and the band Shell House kick off the week on Monday. He talks about the beginning of the band Shell House.
Well, Shell House started way back from, it was 03. So we officially, it wasn't even really a band. It was a friend of mine and myself would get together and play guitar. And I just would introduce some of my original songs to him. And he says, yeah, this is really good. Why don't we, maybe we can record some of this. So we started recording a few of my original songs.
Tuesday, meet friend and musician Troy Millett and The Fire Below. Troy explains he is now at that point in his career where he can start turning jobs down, but that was not always the case.
Yeah, you know, I'm just feeling like I'm in a position now where I need to say no to things for my own sanity and my own schedule. You know, I was the notorious, like, okay, if I play field days from 1 to 3, I can be to Nectar's for 5:30 and I can open at Nectar's, and then I can play late night at, you know, Higher Ground across town.
On Wednesday, we're in the state capital of Montpelier and meet with Jason Baker. Jason talks about how hard it is and was to write songs.
I was in a band and played, you know, we wrote songs, as it were. But I was mainly writing, you know, you write riffs, you write chord progressions. And then I tried my hand at writing the lyrics to another guy's music. And honestly, you know, we did it, but it was pretty bad. In fact, I'm feeling now when I look back on it that it was so bad that it was traumatizing.
Oh,
and
no.
I didn't really try writing songs again for 25 years or so.
One of our more interesting guests on the show is on Thursday. Meet Joe Cool from Cannonball Crypto. Joe explains his Joe Cool persona.
On one level, I've got it. Can be cool. On the other level, if you know me in my day-to-day life, you're like, this guy's anything but cool. But so it was kind of funny to say Joe Cool, because, you know, it covers it both ways.
We finished the Vermont visit on Friday with good buddy and award-winning artist Dave Keller. Back in the day, he was actually a blues DJ.
I was lucky. I went to Wesleyan in Connecticut, and they had a great radio station, WESU FM. And so I ended up listening to the blues show on there, and that really turned me on to a lot of stuff. And then I became a DJ, and that was really cool because I could, like, go into the studio, I could borrow records, you know, actual vinyl records at the time, bring them home, tape them, and then, you know, study that.
Vermont, my other home, next week on the Music of America podcast.